Anybody who thinks the government does not affect people's lives should speak carefully around residents of southern Oregon right now. Counties in that region are in deep financial trouble. One is closing all its libraries. Another says it cannot afford a public health department. Others have to lay off highway crews, teachers, and cops. And in all this, they resemble rural counties in 40 other states. It's happening because of something the federal government did. A subsidy for counties with forest land has expired. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
20 years ago, it seemed like every other vehicle on Oregon highways was a logging truck. Back then, a lot of trees came from vast expanses of federal land in this state. Since it's public, it can't be taxed. To make up for that, the government shared money earned from timber sales with counties. For decades, this arrangement worked well, but environmental concerns have all but stopped logging in federal forests. So in 2000, Congress created a safety net. Payments based on past timber harvest in rural counties in 41 states would continue for 6 years. It was a $400 million a year federal subsidy. Oregon received the most, $150 million. The last checks were sent in December, and now the counties are facing huge budget holes.
So thank you very much for coming, for carrying your signs, and for being as passionate about your libraries as I am.
April Thomas, with the local Friends of the Library group, cried as she spoke to a bookish crowd in downtown Medford. Jackson County plans to shut down all 15 of its libraries on April 7th. While children carried signs touting storytelling programs, Joanne Avery and Barbara Allman carried a sign that read, Reference Services.
Well, I'm a retired librarian, so I have a particular interest in libraries providing reference services to people.
And I'm a writer, and I need reference services, and it's very important to my, you know, livelihood.
At a public hearing, commissioners agreed libraries are important, but so is law enforcement and human services, and there's not even enough money to fully pay for those. Jackson County Administrator Danny Jordan told the crowd there are no good options.
We could cut everything else that the county does in terms of spending discretionary money, and it's roughly $2 million. So we could cut everything the county does besides public safety, and we would still be in the situation of having to close the libraries.
In neighboring Josephine County, the sheriff says without federal safety net money, he can afford only one patrol car for an area the size of Rhode Island. Just north in Douglas County, the road department and schools also will suffer, but you won't find Commissioner Doug Robertson sitting at his desk slashing budgets. Instead, he's 2,000 miles away, walking the halls of Capitol Hill office buildings, lobbying members of Congress. He says no one thought the situation would get this bad. He assumed Republicans would take care of these rural red counties in the waning hours of the last session.
They did not. Then we thought, well, they'll certainly pick it up in the lame duck session. They did not. And we thought, well, everybody's beginning to understand the urgency, so when they come back into session in January, they'll have a plan. And they do not.
That's because some members of Congress want to change the safety net program. They say Oregon is getting too much of the money, while counties there have some of the lowest local taxes in the country. Residents are accustomed to having services they don't pay for. Senator Jeff Bingaman, a Democrat from New Mexico, says there's another issue.
These payments were intended as transition payments for these communities. They've been in transition now for 15 years, and I think the Congress has never been intending to just have a permanent federal subsidy.
Democratic Representative Peter DeFazio of Oregon says Congress owes these counties some sort of compensation.
It's the thing I wake up thinking about and the thing I go to bed thinking about, and sometimes I stay up nights because I can't sleep thinking about it.
The counties in southern Oregon will soon send out layoff notices. Meanwhile, DeFazio and other members of the Oregon delegation hope to pass an emergency one-year extension of the safety net subsidy, then debate a permanent solution later. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Medford, Oregon.